what my role is, you know, coming in. So I just, you know, want to make sure that that since I've given this second chance to actually just try and work on the things that I need to work on and make sure that I'm better than the person that I was last year.
You look like you've kept off all the weight that you lost last year. You feel like you're as ready this year as you've ever been?
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, I wanted to come in and, you know, coaches can tell, you know, what you've been doing these past couple months, you know, being off, whether you worked out or, you know, you just sat around or, you know, took vacation and whatnot. But, you know, I've been working out in L.A. and, you know, first time coming in here, I wanted, you know, the coaches to see me, to know that I've been working out, to know that, you know, I have been, you know, disciplined in my workouts and my routine and things like that. So I feel good, feel great, and you know, I just got to keep going and finish off the right way.
Did you watch the draft at all?
Thank you.
If you did, what were your thoughts on it?
Not really, but I flipped back and forth on my phone and looked it up on Twitter. But it was great overall. I think, you know, we drafted some great guys and guys that can, you know, come in and step in and help out right away.
Yeah, and talk about some of that balance of, you know, these are guys that you want to see contribute, but at the same time, they're also here to try to take some people's spots.
Right. I mean, that's the reality of football and the reality of, you know, what happens when the season's over. You know, the coaches are trying to find new guys to come in and fit in and fix certain roles, certain positions. And unfortunately, you know, when the draft happens, 10 or so guys that get drafted during the first and seventh round, those guys are, you know, are trying to come in and take up a roster spot. So at the same time, those guys got to know that they got to come in and work hard and gain the respect of these guys here in the locker room, the veterans. And at the same time, the veterans got to know that these guys are here for a reason, you know. And so we just look forward for these guys to get in, see what they can do during OTAs, and just enjoy the process. And, you know, we just can't wait for these guys to get back.
Does the draft kind of signal to you the start of football is, you know, just around the corner?
Exactly. We know that what comes next is rookie mini camp, and after that, you know, we start the workouts and start OTAs. So, I mean, you know, when we started working out with phase one, we already knew that, you know, somewhere along the way, we were going to start something on the field pretty soon. So with the draft, it just solidifies that something's getting closer and closer, and, you know, we just, as a team, we just can't wait to get out there.